From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The trade deficit is back near record levels. It added up to $58.3 billion in January. Last year, the U.S. racked up the biggest annual trade gap ever, after setting records in both of the previous 2 years as well. With the latest figures from the Commerce Department, here's NPR's Kathleen Schalk.
The trade gap jumped 24% last year, and it's still headed up. Exports rose in January, but sales of imported cars and electronic and other consumer goods set new records. And businesses invested in more foreign-made capital goods, such as airplanes and computers, than they have in 4 years. Robert Hormats, vice chairman of Goldman Sachs International, says there's an upside and a downside to this.
One benefit, of course, is the American consumer is getting a lot of relatively inexpensive goods from the rest of the world. The downside is that a lot of our domestic demand is, in effect, siphoned off by the purchase of foreign goods.
That's a drag on economic growth and costs American jobs. The most lopsided trading relationship is with China.
Our deficit with China grew by $1 billion in January alone. One-third of that was directly tied to textile and apparel imports.
Augie Tantillo, executive director of the American Manufacturing Trade Action Coalition, says these imports have surged because at the start of the year, global quotas limiting textile exports expired.
Our worst fears are being confirmed, and it puts 700,000 U.S. textile jobs clearly in the crosshairs.
Job losses in manufacturing aren't the only problem with the trade deficit. The U.S. is spending money it hasn't earned, so it's borrowing.
We sucked up last year about 80% of the entire savings of the rest of the world combined.
Robert Hormats of Goldman Sachs says this works for everyone up to a point. Foreigners are taking their export earnings and buying U.S. Treasury bonds and other securities, and the money they plow back into the U.S. helps compensate for the low U.S. savings rate and keeps interest rates down. But Fred Bergsten, director of the Institute for International Economics, says this can't go on forever. He says the trade deficit was 3 or 4% of the nation's GDP until recently.
But now it's up to 7%. That's the level that Mexico hit in 1994. That's the level Thailand hit in 1997 before their financial catastrophes. We're into the real danger zone now.
He says the trade deficit has already stoked fears that future investors won't want to keep soaking up excess dollars. The dollar's drifted down slowly so far. Bergsten says the risk is that this could accelerate, which would reignite inflation, drive up interest rates, and batter the U.S. economy. Today, the dollar responded to the new trade figures by slipping to a two-month low against the euro. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.